Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Jody Ordioni is our guest. O-R-D-I-O-N-I. Ordioni is the last name. She's the chief branding officer at Brandmixed. Did I say that right? It's Brandmixed with an E in the middle, folks. And put a .com at the end of that. You'll find her and her all of her books, for example, her new book called The Talent Brand. Jody's talking to us, folks, about how we can extend the power of our corporate brand, of our business brand, by making sure that we have talent that we can brand, that the company is branded for to attract talent, and the talent is branded so that they attract customers. Now, that's the hat trick, isn't it, Jody?
Absolutely. It's not as easy as it sounds, though for many companies it is. So it's a process that I use, that we use as an agency, that I lay out in the book, and I totally recommend it to anybody that is interested in having people that are committed and staying and producing well for them.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, there are two things that we do around here that I tell my people when they come to work with us. And I think this goes a long way towards what you're talking about, because I feel like we've had some success in my business with this. I tell them we take our business very seriously. We take the way we treat people, our customers, our partners, all of our stakeholders, we take all of that, and how we go to market, what we promise, we take all that extremely seriously. But we don't take ourselves seriously. And what that means is we get excellent work done, but we also have fun while we're doing it. And I just think that's a good combination. What do you think?
I think that's amazing, and I think that I couldn't agree more. I think there's a commitment to taking all of your actions very seriously, because that's what people are looking for. At the end of the day, it's all about trust. When you go into McDonald's, no matter where you are in the world, you want to make sure that burger and those fries are going to taste every bit the way you remember them in your own hometown, because that's what you are buying when you buy a brand. Yep. And it's really very much the same with your people, with your talent, with your culture. It's all about really staying true to whatever you have on your website, whatever those values are. All of that has to come across authentically and transparently, because at some point, the people that you hire are the people that you are working alongside, but they're also the people that are going to barbecues and telling their friends, oh, this is what happened. And it used to be that those stories were just told by the water cooler. Mm-hmm. But then there's this new thing called the internet,
right?
And that gives everyone a voice. And if you are not authentic, if you are not staying true to who you are, people, and I don't mean a small collective group of people, I mean everyone in the world is going to find out about it. That is the existence of sites like TripAdvisor, the mm-hmm. Amazon, the Google reviews. And also on the workplace front, there are also sites like Glassdoor and Indeed, where people, believe it or not, they're talking about your organization mm-hmm. as a place to work. They're talking about the CEOs. Well, guess what? They could be talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people aren't shy about that these days. Go ahead.
No, one of the things that I do when I have a little bit of time just for fun is I go on my Twitter account and I type in, my boss is a jerk. And I see, make sure I'm not on that list. See what's going on.
Right, right. So one of the things you talk about in your book is how to front load a guarantee that you wind up with the right people, and you do that in the HR process, the onboarding, the acquisition and onboarding process. I got a couple of minutes left. Talk to us about how that works.
Sure. So it's not necessarily only HR, because really you probably have a very large marketing budget and a very small budget for finding talent. So it's all about, to your point earlier, thinking about what's the consumer experience that you're delivering, what's the brand voice that you as an organization have, and how does that correlate between what your employees are actually experiencing and delivering on. So putting all of that together in a meaningful way, identifying what your culture is. Now, we talked about this. We don't ask questions to people like, what is the culture here? We kind of think about things in a different way, in an on-brand way. Like if your organization was a car, would it be a Volvo, which might mean one thing, or would it be a Porsche convertible, which might mean something else? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a Chevy pickup. What does that tell us? So it's all of the ways that we construct the questions to get the desired answers that go a little bit beyond, and then truly understanding that it's not what people are saying, but it's why they are saying that.
There's one other quick thing I want to say before I got to wrap it up here, folks, and you've heard me say this before. I keep harping on this. If you've got the kind of people that Jody is talking about, if you feel like you've got that perfect person, that the right talent in your organization, you better love them up and hold on to them, because somebody's trying to poach them right now. Because as she said earlier, there's a dearth of talent, and if you've got talent, people are going to come after them. So hold on to them. Jody, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Jody Ordioni, ladies and gentlemen, Brandemix, BrandeMix.com is her website. Check that out. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.